Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss RuPaul deleting social media, Kanye West running for president, Glee utilizing dummies in their audience shots, and certain celebrities having open relationships. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi, Corey.
Hello.
Hi. Happy July. We're halfway through 2020.
Oh, my God. Wait. Have I told you the story about halfway through 2020?
No. What about it?
Well, like, starting around June 1st, I just kept saying, like, oh, the year's halfway over, we're in June. And my roommate Steven told me that I'm a fucking idiot and said that the year's not halfway over until July 1st.
Well, the math is on his side.
I said, listen, I've been known to round.
But then again, time is an illusion. So, like, maybe the first 5 months could have felt the same as the next 7 months. So for you could have been halfway through.
Yes. And
yeah.
No, then so fucking on July 1st, last week, whatever day that was, I got up in the morning and he was like making his coffee and he was like, oh, well, is it your lucky favorite day of the year? And I was like, why? And he was like, well, because we're actually halfway through the year.
Well, I feel like there are ways that you can slow time down and speed time up. Imagine if you like decidedly make sure that you are awake for 15 hours a day for the rest of 2020. Okay, that's just like
time. Can you do that? How many hours are we awake during the day?
All I'm saying is that would be a lot more hours awake that you would be experiencing life than the first half of 2020. So you would be living more of 2020 in the second half than the first half, which means I would say that the amount of time on 2020 would not be equally split between the first half and the second half for you.
I think no matter what, I'm up usually 16 hours a day.
Okay, well, that's fucked up.
Why? Right. How not?
16 hours?
Yeah, everybody sleeps like they say, get 8 hours of sleep. Hours. That's 2/3.
Maybe it's not fucked up. I love a mid-morning nap.
What time do you wake up?
Early, like 7 or 8.
Yeah, same.
So I love like a 10 or 11 a.m. nap. That to me is like, I mean, I never used to, but like, girl, during quarantine, what the hell else am I up to?
Well, I've been doing my runs in the morning and I have now run 22 days in a row. Are you
proud
of me?
That is impressive. Good for
you. That's quite the chain.
That sounds like a habit has been formed.
I have never run that many days in a row, ever. Not even when I was in high school on the cross country
team. That can't
be
true because you did cross country.
I know. And then the coaches would always give us workouts to do on Sundays after our cross country meets. And I would always just take Sundays off. I thought, I've done a lot this week.
Well, I am proud of you, Corey. I feel like that is meditative, don't you find? Every time I go for a run, it feels like I get to center my thoughts.
I mean, it is. It definitely helps me like run some thoughts right out of my brain. But yeah, getting it done in the morning is key for me. And I've been running with my little like survivor buff, and I think every time if people aren't wearing a mask while they're walking, if I could do it while I'm running.
Good for you. Masks Thank you for on. Doing your part.
Masks on.
I support. God bless
you. You know the old saying, click it or ticket?
Yeah.
Have you heard mask it or casket?
Oh my God. No! I mean, yeah, good. Say it. I think that needs to be said. Speak on it.
I didn't have to use it because I was going to say I sent it to my dad, but he has been wearing a mask. But my dad was always very big on click it or ticket to me and my brothers, even though all of us, like, my dad was obsessed with making us wear our belts when we got in his car when we were kids, rightfully so.
Well, when they first, you know, the history of seatbelts, when they first introduced seatbelts in America, the general public was so against it. It was like it was a health thing, obviously, because like it was going to be saving lives. But people were like, you're infringing on my rights. It's my right to choose how I blah, blah, blah. And people were really against it. And it's the exact same type of dumb individualist argument that's happening now, except now it's like, OK, well, if you don't wear a seatbelt, you're fucked. But if you don't wear a mask, you're saying to other people, fuck you. So
I know. And this, like, honestly, this is what I think when I hear about people getting mad about masks. I'm like, when they made it illegal to drink and drive, where they're like fucking morons at like city halls being like, you're infringing on my freedoms.
Certainly. These people are, there is no explanation for some of them in what they're saying at like those like public city hall meetings and screaming at people about the Illuminati type of shit. Like, it's just, they sound bonkers.
It's scary.
You know what's scarier?
I was like, should we talk about something fun?
Yeah.
you know what's like fun? I know
you're gonna hate the next topic.
Is it frogs?
No, worse. What's scarier than a frog?
Nothing. My biggest fear.
Wrong. Kanye West running for president.
Oh God, yeah. Don't get me started.
He did warn us. He did tweet Kanye but for didn't 2020 or something.
I thought that was like 8 years ago. I thought he was supposed to run in 2016.
I don't know. I wonder if he's going to be running technically as Republican or Democrat, or is he going to be against Trump? Is he going
to My roommate said he doesn't think he'll actually be on the official ballot. Like, it would have to be a write-in.
Yeah, because it's a little too late. You missed the primaries, bitch. Like... Sorry.
Do you think he's running to help Trump?
I don't know. We have reached a moment where it's like, I don't know if American politics can go back to a time before celebrities looking at politics as a means for attention. Politicians use running for office as a means for attention. If you pay attention to any primary, it's like 20 different candidates who know they're not going to win, but use all of these funds and resources to gain attention and be able to get bigger book deals after they lose the primary or become Fox News correspondents. And there are guilty parties on both sides. So it's like, it's a fucking shit show.
Why is Kim even still with him? And why are we supporting her?
I don't ever want to blame somebody for the actions of their partner, but...
No, I'm not blaming like, her for his actions. No, I'm just asking what she's still doing with him.
I don't get it. Like, if I were to date somebody and they had behavior that was counterproductive to the betterment of society, I would think, maybe the perks, like the pros are not outweighed by the cons. You know what I mean? Or are outweighed by the cons.
Yeah.
What could he possibly be doing that's like making all of his shenanigans worth it for Kim?
Maybe she's afraid to divorce him because she'll owe him money, because she probably has more money than he does.
Who is not setting up a
prenup?
What's it called? A prenup these days.
Even the song Gold Digger talks about prenups.
Please. Yeah.
When
I
say
know.
Prenup, you say prenup.
Prenup. Yeah.
So you're not voting for him?
No, ma'am.
Are you hashtag riding with Biden?
I guess. Mask it or casket.
I'm getting you a bumper sticker. This is riding with Biden.
Sure, I guess.
Yes, I am. The people that are like, look, here are all the things that are wrong with Biden. I'm like, oh my God, we get it. Like nobody is a perfect candidate, but we exist in this system. And like, just because you know some things that are bad about him does not mean he's not the best option. Like, look at the bigger picture. Anyway.
How do we get Warren on the ticket?
It's like, we really fucked that up.
Listen, when the primary results came back for San Francisco, like, all of the Castro went to Warren. That made me happy.
I would be happy with Warren. I would be happy with Bernie. At this point, I would be happy with Biden. So, you know. Right.
There you have it. That's how Sue sees it.
Thank you.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. So we're not voting for Kanye.
Hell no. Good. I hate Kanye West.
Oh, shit.
You heard it here first.
Okay. I did like his album with Jay-Z.
The only Kanye West song I know is Gold Digger.
Okay. 2003, and middle school, Sadie Hawkins dance.
And The Wire.
I don't know about that one.
And what was that one that your one college ex really liked? And it was like 13 minutes long. And I felt like he always made us watch the music video.
What? Which college ex? I don't even want to know.
The end of college ex. God, I just remember watching that video in his apartment in Ann Arbor. Anyway. Did you watch, speaking of watching things in an apartment, did you watch RuPaul's Drag Race Canada?
I have not yet. Is it good?
Yeah. Oh my God. What a breath of fresh air in this world of All Stars 5 that I don't care about.
It's on WoW Presents Plus, right?
Yeah. You can watch it through the like app if you have Apple TV or whatever, just like you did if you watched the UK Drag Race.
Okay. I'll watch it. Did you ever watch the UK Drag Race?
I did.
Okay. Good. I'll watch it. I'll report back once I watch it. I saw some people tweeting about it.
Yeah. It was a breath of fresh air. We've talked about this, and I know I said it last time we talked about All Stars. Like, I wasn't super jazzed about this cast, which is sad because I truly think Jujubee and Shea Coulee are both in like my top 5 of queens that have ever been on the show. I just think the season's very boring and predictable. And
oh my God. But I will say Jujubee is really giving us all like a show.
I am going to, no matter what happens, because there's no world where Shay and Juju get a joint win after they just did that in season 4. And I am going to be so happy for whoever wins, and I'm actually probably going to cry tears for whoever doesn't win.
Yeah. I came into the season thinking this is Shay's to win, but it's also Shay's to lose. It's like Juju every single week is giving us reality TV gold. She knows the game she's playing.
She's just one of the wittiest,
yes,
like quickest queens that has ever been on the show. And I think that's why she's always been one of my favorites. Like just seeing her in any of the acting challenges or and being able to like banter back and forth with Rue. Like, that's the kind of queen I like, and Juju has always been one of my favorites.
I don't care really for the he said, she said of who is campaigning against who, the Alexis drama. God.
I couldn't care less.
I don't care if it was a lie. I don't care if it was true. Blah, blah, blah. I think it's, like, obviously entertaining reality TV, quote-unquote entertaining. Like, that is formulaic reality TV. But I think... if it were a final three of Juju, Shay, Alexis, and then to round it out, Blair, I think that's a solid top four.
Wow. Wow.
I think. I mean,
that's what I had said. I swapped Cracker and Blair, and that was my prediction for the final four from the beginning.
But I think currently, obviously, of course, we're between Juju and Shay. I think I'm team Juju now. I find it actually fun that each week I lean a little bit different ways. Obviously, I root for both of them. I was thinking today while I was working out, I was like, I would love a world where I get to watch drag queens that I love with zero drama. And it's like they all maybe live in a house and they love each other and they put on a talent show every week. That would be fun.
If you re-download, I don't know if you still have the World of Wonder app. If you're watching, they've got like the Work the World tour that they, like the drag queens have done. And it was filmed in like 2018 when they traveled all over Europe. And it's just, I think there's like 8 episodes, maybe 12 episodes total. Anyways, it just does these little like 30 to 40 minute packages about certain queens that are on tour. And it's like, it's their own little documentary of that person just through one of the tour legs.
I should watch that.
It's, oh my God, we just put it on for like background noise the other night, my roommate and I, and we had an edible and we watched the Shangela one, and just hearing all the queens say nice things about each other was like exactly what you were just saying you wanted. Like hearing other queens talk about how great Shangela is and how she's such a natural born leader and how much they love her was incredible. We watched the Detox one and everyone said like she has such a heart of gold and blah, blah, blah. They were actually really nice. Just like we, like I said, we put it on as background noise and I ended up like loving the entire thing.
Well, yeah, it's like the one of the recent episodes of All Stars, you see the friendship between, who was it, Mayhem and
India?
Morgan McMichaels.
Yeah.
And it's like, you would never know they were best friends for 20 years. I would much rather watch something about
RuPaul's best friends.
Yes, I think I would.
They should make a spinoff where it's RuPaul's Drag Race meets The Amazing Race, but it's all the teams are best friends that are drag queens.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, we'll host it.
So you sent me recently a tweet that said, one's gotta go. I didn't bring it up last time because I forgot to bring it up, but I would like to play this game.
Okay.
It's there's three pictures involved. There's Remy from fucking, what's it called?
Yeah. Remy from Ratatouille.
There's Wally. Yeah. And there's Paddington. Who would you eliminate?
Bitch, I would eliminate Paddington. That's why I sent it to you. Because my decision was easy.
Have you watched Paddington?
No.
Okay, you have homework.
I'm not going to cut Wally or Ratatouille.
Remy doesn't... I don't know if he needs to stay. I love Wally. Wally?
I saw this really cute guy on Instagram who did a really good Ratatouille Halloween costume, and he had like the chef's hat and had somehow put like a shadow. I'll send it to you as soon
That's
as we're
cute.
Recording. It was so cute, and I was like, oh my God, I want to be that for Halloween.
Yeah, I need to start thinking about Halloween costumes as if anybody's ever going to be able to go do anything for Halloween this year.
Nobody's going out for Halloween this year.
I could still like... put a costume on, maybe.
Lord knows, the right's already going to be like, you deprived trick-or-treating from 4 million God. From 4 million 18-year-olds, and now they get to vote in 3 days.
Well, to answer your question, I'd get rid of Remy the rat.
Wow.
I said what I said.
Have you ever had ratatouille, the food?
I don't know really what that is.
Isn't it just like a, it's like a, I think it's like a paella meets a jambalaya.
You know, I don't think I have.
I have no
paella
idea.
Paella meets jambalaya.
Ratatouille. It says it's a dish.
Paella jambalaya is a good drag name, I think.
Okay, wait.
Paella jambalaya?
Ratatouille is a French stewed vegetable dish from Nice. Okay. And sometimes referred to as ratatouille niçois. What if that was your drag name?
Niçois?
Ratatouille niçois.
Sure. Today's video, as this episode goes live, I did I took 20 forms of potato and I ranked them all.
Wow, very busy content.
Yeah, they say make something that you know the world needs.
20 different types of potato, or like fried potatoes were included within that? Or are you talking like red skin potato, russet potato, purple potato? Or are you talking like French fry, tater tot, mashed potato?
Yes.
So is the latter.
Waffle fry, curly fry,
loaded baked. Did you fuck with smiley fries?
That was not on the list.
Loaded baked?
If smiley fries were on the list, I would rank them very low.
What is your favorite French fry?
You're going to have to watch and find out. Yeah, it's some pretty good content.
Well, mine's a crinkle cut, since you asked.
Okay, well, feel free to comment that on my new video. It was a fun video to make. I didn't realize I had so many strong opinions about potatoes.
Potatoes are
really the Eevee of the food world, of the starch industry. Potatoes are verse.
What's your favorite fast food French fry?
Watch my video.
You discussed that too?
Yes. Yes. Controversial opinion.
Did you fry all of these things in your own house?
No. I just use that website that you can rank different things. You know, like you can make tier lists. Some people like
Wait. You didn't even have the 20 different items in front of you to like
I don't need to taste a mashed potato to know where I would rank a mashed potato.
Well, last night I ordered Taco Bell delivery from the Taco Bell KFC, and I got Taco Bell and a side of mashed potatoes.
Good for you. Potatoes is pretty low for me. I'm not going to lie.
I would eat mashed potatoes every day if I could.
I wouldn't.
Well, that's the difference between us. So crinkle cut it is.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Did you watch Hamilton on Disney Plus yet?
Okay. You know that this is controversial, and every time I say it, people yell at me.
Okay.
You know I don't like Hamilton.
Did you see it?
I saw it when it came to San Francisco.
And you hated it.
My roommate got, like, his coworker last minute couldn't go, so she sold him and me her two tickets, and we went, and my roommate fell asleep.
Oh, okay, that's how, because the Hamilton. Show is pretty exciting. It's not like it's like...
It's history. Who cares?
Yeah, it's history, love.
There's, I don't think there's a good song in it other than It's Quiet Uptown.
And you only like it because of Kelly Clarkson.
And I liked the original. And then when the Kelly Clarkson song came out, I thought, oh God, great. How great.
So you're not going to watch it on Disney Plus. Got it. Roger.
It was all over my feed over the weekend. And I just thought, oh, I get it. You all drink the Kool-Aid.
I wouldn't mind. Okay, so regardless of what you feel about Hamilton and how the world feels about
it. It's my second least favorite musical I've ever seen, only coming ahead of Spring Awakening.
You have bad opinions. Anyway, my point is, I wouldn't mind if Disney Plus became a home for filmed, is it, what's the word? Recorded original casts doing like the shows that they did. Like if they did an original cast version of Wicked,
Right. Let's say this other great musical called Waitress.
Sure. I would love if Disney Plus became a hub for all of that. That is an untapped market. Though I think there's a lot of people that would argue that theater is to be experienced, you know, in person. But there's a lot of people that would also say that's probably classist because not everyone can access that art.
Well, there you have it. So did you think Hamilton was better than Dear Evan Hansen?
Potatoes, that is apples and oranges.
That's like comparing crinkle cut and skinny cut.
That is like comparing home fries to curly fries, baby. You cannot compare.
What's a home fry? Is that like those little square potatoes?
Find out in my new video.
How do you like your hash browns? Like the
find
the,
out in the my
finely,
new video.
The finely, like, finely cut ones, or do you like the like square potatoes? Did I tell you I went, this was back in January, probably one of the last times I went out to eat. I went to this like brunch place in San Francisco. It was like a little diner and we ordered our food and it comes with like hash browns and they go, the waiter with no explanation just says, do you want me to thing your spuds?
What? Yes. What does that mean? Like pepper or something? Or
no,
what?
Bitch. It was cheese. It was sour cream.
Do you want me to thing?
Thing your spuds. And he said it as if that's something like that everybody uses every day. And all of us at the table were like, what?
I absolutely hate it.
I didn't get my thing spudded. My
what
spuds
was
thinged,
that?
But I would.
You would get your spuds thinged?
And if I go back there when the world reopens in 2024, I'm getting my spuds thinged.
Do you think to thing your spuds, does that cost extra?
Of course. Surely. That was probably like $4.
Why do...
restaurants charge a lot for a piece of cheese. It's so stupid.
Why do they put strawberries next to breakfast potatoes? Or like...
Well, they're not going to like mix it in, but I don't like when like the strawberry comes and it's warm.
It does. Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's like, oh, is this garnish? Because if it's garnish, like you've ruined two strawberries for me.
Well, I saw a TikTok that was like about making smoothies and the guy was all, just throw the whole strawberry in with the green part on top.
Hmm.
It's like a leafy green for you.
Yeah, I mean, I add kale, so what's really the difference, I guess?
Yeah, strawberries come with their own kale, is what they say.
I was going to bring up Will Smith and Jada. They were having, like, apparently people had a lot of opinions about them being in an open relationship, allegedly. And everyone was butting in, and then she's going to make a red table talk about it. But now as I say it out loud, I think, who cares? Who cares?
Well, all that makes me think of, every time I hear Jada Pinkett Smith, it reminds me of the one time I was playing Heads Up with my friends, and the clue was Jada Pinkett Smith, and they had her name spelled wrong. And I thought, get it together, Ellen. It said Jade Pinkett Smith. And I thought, who the fuck is that?
That's a drag name, I believe. She was on season six. She's on season one of Canada's Drag Race.
Got it.
Jade Pinkett Smith.
Jade Pinkett Smith.
What was the drag name I sent you? I thought I was so funny the other day.
Wait, the one you sent me that was really funny the other day, that was like
Rita Minweep.
No. It was like
that was a good one.
It was like, who do you think? It was like whatchamacallit.
Maybe like who is that? Who's that? Huda?
Huda? Hoda Kotb?
Hoda. Hoda Thunk It.
Why?
That's
Hoda Thunk It?
Hoda Thunk It.
Not me.
Never. Hey, RuPaul deleted all of her social media. Do we think a new era is coming?
I saw that. What do you think's happening there?
You know, when a pop queen deletes all her Instagram posts and it's like, oh my God, she is coming. Miley is coming or whatever. You know, when
Lindsay Lohan said she just deletes all of her Instagram content at the start of every year to start each year anew.
I don't hate that.
Out with the old and with the new.
I mean, yes, I love social media as a scrapbook, but like, who's digging that deep? Nobody needs to see what you were up to 7 years ago. Nobody needs to know.
That's true. Go back and delete it. Archive it.
Maybe.
Get rid of it. I really wish I would have remembered what that drag name was that you messaged me that was actually funny.
I heard somebody call RuPaul Miss Fracker.
Instead of Miss Cracker?
Well, instead of RuPaul.
Oh.
Because she loves fracking.
I get it. I definitely understand.
You also sent me a link to that article about Glee using dummies in their audiences. Did you need to talk about something with that?
So, wait, actually, that tweet led to me guest starring on a Glee recap podcast.
What?
Yeah.
What was the episode you recapped?
Season 3 finale.
Okay, where can people listen? I didn't see you tweet about this.
It's not out yet. I'll tweet it when it's up. They'll send me the link. It's two friends of mine on Twitter that go and recap every episode of Glee. And they saw me tweeting about it. And they were like, do you want to come on and recap an episode? And I said, listen, my memory of Glee is not going to be that great. I said, I'll gladly like rewatch the episode that you want me to recap. And then I'll read a little bit around what was happening. And it was a trip down memory lane.
Well, I'm glad you got to do that. What a beautiful experience for you.
And that's what you missed on the Glee recap podcast.
I can't wait to listen.
It was long. Oh my God, I think we talked for like an hour and a half. Who knew there was that much to say about 1 hour of Glee?
And wasn't it on for like 20 seasons? That is a long podcast.
Well, see, I know. No, they were really trying to convince me to go back and rewatch. And to be fair, I did get like a little nostalgic. And I definitely saw like people that I didn't even remember existed on Glee. And then I laughed. But I was like, each season, each episode's like an hour long. And each season had like over 20 episodes. That's a lot.
That's a lot of content.
Right. Like, how could have they been doing that much? I don't need to hear Mr. Shu rapping that much again.
I mean, we really, you know, we have friends that were on the show and we have people that were working on the show. And so, of course, we support all the hard work that went into the show.
But
it was a fucking shit show. Like, how would Glee do 2020? How would Glee handle Trump running for president against Donald Trump with the coronavirus?
Sue Sylvester was the original Donald Trump.
Well, I'm watching Pose right now, and I kind of came to the conclusion that that one house mother really gives me vibes of Sue Sylvester in the way that you like love the quips and the, you know, everything that she says. I am really loving Glee. I mean, not Glee, Jesus.
Pose. Isn't it great?
I know that I was really behind. Well, the thing is, I started it, but so long ago that now I'm restarting it so that I can remember everything.
I was hooked right from the beginning. I automatically cared about all of the characters within the first episode. And like, that's always what's going to reel me in on a show. Like, I wanted to see the trajectory of everyone and what was going to happen.
Well, do you have anything to say about the dummies in Glee? you sent me the link.
Your first role on TV.
Oh, bitch. How dare. Apparently they, well, not apparently, they did use like
dummies to fill the auditorium and the glee shots of like nationals or whatever.
That is like, girl, certainly there's people that'll fill the seats, right?
If Judge Judy can get people to fill her seats, I wish they would film Judge Judy with like mannequin dummies in the background.
I mean, nowadays, maybe they have to. Maybe that's like the tactic because social distancing. But did you see all the, I think it was like, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe it was like Chinese baseball or something.
What?
And the entire crowd of the arena
with stuffed animals.
I was like, oh, that this is cute.
That so much more than the like orchestra that played for like a fern.
Oh, I did love all the plants enjoying the music.
I thought the stuffed animals were cuter.
You know, I think both deserve a little bit of entertainment in these
TLC.
Trying times.
TLC.
Sure.
Do you think all the stuffed animals in that baseball stadium, I always said auditorium, do you think all of them like came to life when the adults left the room like in Toy Story and they were all like, what a great game?
Maybe. Maybe.
Cool,
babe. Hey,
cool.
P.S. I beat Final Fantasy VII. Holy shit. It was okay, insane. Incredible.
I gotta buy it.
Well, you need a PS4 though.
I have a PS4.
Okay, well then maybe I was gonna say I could send it to you, but I bought it in the app downloaded it.
That's how I buy most of my games now.
You play it, you will love it. If you have questions, I can answer them. It's a little bit complicated, like the battling system and like the weapons and the magic and everything. It's a little bit complex. So if you have questions, I can help you.
Well, I was being bullied recently because our neighbors were gonna borrow a video game because they were gonna like drive to have a little cabin weekend, the two of them, and they were asking what video games they could borrow, and I was trying to really sell them on one of the RPGs that I have, and they were like, that looks like it's turn-based fighting and that is so stupid, and they really shamed me.
Well, Final Fantasy VII used to be turn-based fighting, but the new Final Fantasy VII is not.
That's
it's
what
kind
I heard.
Of. You'll
That's
see. It's like it's turn-based, but you get to do it at your own pace in your own order. It's fun. It's challenging.
Wow. I'm up for the physical challenge.
You're going to love it. You're going to love it.
You're going to love the way you look.
I guarantee it. Okay, Corey, do you have anything else you want to talk about?
I sure don't.
Well, I got through my list, bitch. Except I did get an email today that the word of the day, I got subscribed to a word of the day email list, and it's the only time I've ever been like, you know, whoever signed me up for this, I don't mind. But today's word is Roomba.
Weird.
Is it? But it's about the dance. I just opened it. It's not about the
vacuum. Oh, well, shit.
So.
the other thing I was going to ask you was, which I know you didn't see, but one of the Real Housewives of New York, she tweeted yesterday dragging one of the other Housewives of New York, saying that she went to a Trump fundraiser party where there were hundreds of people, and she was shaming her and saying she needed to get tested for coronavirus. What do you think?
Good. What do you think? I don't care who you are. I think if you are, like people right now are like, instead of shaming, why not try to educate? Bitch, we are in month what? If you are not educated by now, where have you been?
Some of these people need to be educated on how breathing works.
If you are out and about, then you are not out of touch. You see people with masks on. The news talks about it.
I'm running
Pop
with
culture
a mask
talks
on.
About it. It's like, there's no excuse anymore. Nobody need. I mean, maybe people need education, but education at this point clearly is not the way. If people need to be shamed, I'm okay with it. I think obviously there is no definitive, like, the best, you know, thing to do with it is to be alone forever in your room. Like, that's not sustainable for a lot of people. It's not healthy for a lot of people. So I can't like critique people having quarantining bubbles or like figuring out what's best for them, as long as they're, you know, thinking and they're conscious and putting other people interests in their heads too. But like, if you are going to 100 person group gatherings, close quarters, no masks.
Parties, like, rallies.
I don't know what you want us to say. I can't look the other way. Because this is going to last forever.
Well, we'll be here every Tuesday keeping you company. All right. Well, is there anything else you wanted to say?
Please wear a mask.
Wear a mask. Black Lives Matter.
Yes.
Where can people find you?
You can find me at... you can find me... I am in row D, seat 13. I'm between two dummies.
Go off.
Thank you. Where can people find you?
You can find me at Crinkle Cut for Life.
Crinkle Cut? Is that the circumcision the doctor gave you?
Yeah. Yes. It's like a crinkle.
Ew!
You're either cut, uncut, or crinkle cut.
I cannot, actually.
Crinkle Cut for Life. That's life with a Y.
Okay. Corey, have a good life with a Y.
Thank you.